بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، سبحان الله. Many of us, we have challenges, we have issues that vary across our life. Sometimes there are financial issues, sometimes family matters, sometimes personal problems, sometimes issues that we are facing that where we can't do anything about it, such as, you know, subhanAllah, sometimes people come and they say that I'm trying to bring someone from my family from overseas. My visa situation is stuck right in the middle. I have no idea. I don't know how to move forward. I don't know how to go anywhere with this. And subhanAllah, we're always looking for solutions. People will come and say, do you have a dua for this? Do you have a dua for that? And subhanAllah, we find that in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that there is one solution to all of our problems. There is one thing that we can do that no matter what the situation is and what challenge we're facing and what problem we are facing in our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us overcome that. And that is istighfar. And subhanAllah, when you tell people that make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first response, it's a natural response that I did not do anything wrong. Why should I make istighfar? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran that in Surah An-Nuh, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. When a man came to Hassan al-Basri and said that I have problems when it comes to my finances, he said, make istighfar. He says that I have a garden and the rain is not coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, make istighfar. And when someone asked Hassan al-Basri, that is it just one size fits all, so many problems in one solution? And he says, look at Surah An-Nuh. It is not me who is saying this, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is saying this. And not only that, but we find also in the Quran, when it comes to the benefits of istighfar, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. He's saying to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I will not send down my wrath upon the people. Why? Because you exist, your presence, and you exist within them. And then he says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And as long as people are in the habit of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're making istighfar over their sins, then inshallah, Allah will not send down His wrath. And subhanAllah, if you think about all that we have been through throughout these last 2 years almost, especially this last 1.5 year, and how much our life has changed, and how much the world has changed. And the ulama were telling us when all this was happening, and the masajid were shut and so forth, and we were not able to come to the masjid, that the most important thing that we need to do now is we have to make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is not sufficient that the istighfar that we make in the salat, it is not sufficient, clearly not sufficient. Or after salat when we say astaghfirullah, 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 it is clearly not sufficient. The amount of sins that this ummah is doing on a daily basis, the amount of people that are not giving zakat, the amount of people today that are drinking, the amount of zina that is taking place and is rampant in our societies. Forget about the non-Muslim community. We're talking about the Muslim community. That we think that we're so innocent when all these sins are taking place and we don't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how do you think Allah is going to treat our affairs? This is why also we find that when a person is in the habit of making istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to their du'as also. When we keep on saying that, why is my du'a not accepted? Perhaps we need to make an abundance of istighfar. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayhi, subhanAllah, one time, a story that is quite well known, that he went out of his own city, and the people who were from his city, of course they knew him, but he went out to a different town. And he went to the masjid over there, and of course they never had like social media at that time, so no one knows who anyone is. Nowadays you have probably not even met a person, but because of social media, you know about them. This is not the case in the case of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayhi. So he goes to a masjid, and he begins to just sleep there at night. He wants to make i'tikaf. The person, the custodian of the masjid, he comes and he says, who are you? And he doesn't want to sit there and say, do you know who I am? I am Ahmed Hanbal Yusuf. He is so humble, he's so down to earth. He says, I'm no one, I'm just a traveler. He says, well, you cannot stay here, you have to get out of here. And he says, please, if you don't mind, let me just stay here during the night. And he says, no, you cannot, you have to be out of here. So he got out of there, and he's wondering, where should I go? He sees that there is a bakery there. He goes to the bakery, he says that, if you don't mind, can I just stay here tonight? I'm just a traveler. He goes, yeah, sure, this is the room, just sit over here and just take some rest. In the morning, inshallah, you can be on your way. So that night, he's watching that as the man, because as you all know, that the baker, he bakes all the bread when? At night. Because when the time of Fajr comes, then, you know, they get distributed in the market. So while he's making this bread, there's constantly something that he's repeating and he's reciting. And Imam Ahmad Hanbali says that throughout the duration of his work, he's making istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so think about this. A man is just a baker. That's all he is. Is he doing something that is wrong? No. But he's constantly making istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the morning he asked him that, I saw you, you're making istighfar constantly. He says, I'm sure that if this is your habit, then this has, you know, brought you some benefit. And he says, indeed, it has brought me immense amount of benefit. And he says, can you tell me what that is? And he says, that subhanAllah, any dua that I make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it. So he says that, okay, subhanAllah. He says, however, there's one dua that has not been accepted so far. And he says, what is that dua? He says, I've always made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I want to meet Imam Ahmad Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh. And so Imam Ahmad Hanbal says that, Allah has sent me to you. Allah took me out of his own home just briefly at night so that your dua can be accepted. So subhanAllah, there are immense amount of benefits of istighfar. However, there's a certain attitude also when it comes to istighfar that we need to also apply. You know, subhanAllah, in Surah Al-A'raf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the encounter between Adam alayhi salam and Shaytan. And when Shaytan was dismissed because he did not fulfill the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, you have two types of sinners. One type of sinner is that person who's going to put the blame squarely on other people. I committed this wrong because of them. I committed this wrong because of them. But there's going to be another type of sinner or wrongdoer that they're not going to put the blame on anyone else. See, in the case of Adam alayhi salam and Shaytan, Shaytan did something wrong. And Adam alayhi salam also did something that was wrong too. But the difference between the two was that Shaytan put the blame squarely on Adam alayhi salam. He says, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. When someone asked that, why is Shaytan against Bani Adam? Why is Shaytan against all of us? It's because he feels that he was dismissed from Jannah because of our father Adam alayhi salam. So out of revenge, he wants to take this revenge against all the children of Adam alayhi salam. And that's why he says that the fact that you misguided me, you led me in this kind of situation, he not put the blame on himself that I did not fulfill the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. I will sit there and I will deceive mankind. But look at the nature of Adam alayhi salam on the other hand. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَ الشَّجَرَةِ عَنْ تِلْكُمَ الشَّجَرَةِ وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Did I not tell you not to go close to this tree? Did I tell you not to eat from this tree? Did I not stop you from this tree? And Adam alayhi salam did not say that, yeah, Allah, it was on that. That's the man. You know, that's the problem over there. Shaytan is a problem. He did not put the blame on him. What did he say? He says, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, I'm the one who did wrong over here. I'm the one who did wrong over here. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَا مِنْ خَاسِرِينَ. Adam alayhi salam shows us, he's our father, he shows us that when you have done something wrong, when we have done something that is wrong, instead of putting the blame on someone else, rather we need to take the blame upon ourselves. And we need to tell ourselves that no one forced us to commit that wrong, but yet we chose to do that wrong. And as long as, because A lot of times today, we find ourselves, especially the Muslim community, we always want to put the blame on someone else. Why are we in this situation today? Why is the Muslim ummah in this situation today? Because of that country, because of them, because of this group of people, because of that group of people. We want to put the blame on anyone, on everyone else. No, the blame comes on us. The blame is on us. No one did this to us but ourselves. And when we live this life and we don't make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have no one to blame but ourselves. This is something that we need to learn from the story of Adam alayhi salam and Iblis, that how Iblis puts the blame on other people, but Adam alayhi salam takes the blame upon himself. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all of us the ability to understand this matter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to make istighfar in this life before our life comes to an end. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who are pure and who are clean before we depart from this dunya. Amin Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu عليه وسلموا تسليما. إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا. والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا.